It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the Astros, they have a chance, fellas, to clinch the division tonight. If they can beat the Mariners, this is the series we have been talking about, and they've been able to clear a 5-game lead in this series heading into this thing. So even if they got swept somehow by the Mariners, they would still completely be in the driver's seat. You don't see that occurring, though. They had a pretty good weekend in terms of winning yesterday. The big stories to me, Clint, to look at is the health of Yordan Alvarez and Tyler and Cheryl. Let me know if you hear anything that is the latest with that. I do know he is not in the lineup today. As we see that, the lineup real quick for today's game: Altuve, Tucker, Bregman, and then Diaz is catching with Singleton as the DH and Caratini at first. Why not just put John at first? He's the better first baseman defensively. Anyway, Caratini at first, Pena at short, Hayward in left, and Myers in center, but there is no Yordan. Yordan yesterday exited the game with a right knee contusion, and then later on, the manager, Joe Espada, said that he is undergoing imaging on his right knee, but said he is pretty sore. So that is the big key clearly right now, Clint, is, I mean, you got to have that. The Astros moving forward have to have him for them to get where they want to get to.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's without Yordan, you got problems, and that's assuming that everybody swings it well. You still got problems.
Taking that damn extra base.
Hot yeah,
man.
You know, I
tell
I'm
you,
just,
man.
I'm just telling you.
See him,
man,
go right to his knees, Clint.
I'm gonna be honest.
Tyler,
with
see
you.
Him go right to his knees.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want to be this guy, y'all, but this has got some real diva.
Oh,
I need a break.
They're
before
surgically
the
repaired,
bro. It was
both
a,
of
it
them.
Was, like when I heard, I was like, man, there must have been some kind of collision. He must have hit the bag weird.
That's
he must, there must be one at something. No, it was a good slide. I mean, it was a normal slide. It was even.
It's
it, I mean,
room.
Have we ever seen anybody normal slide pop up on the bag and the contact with the dirt with his bent leg is what's injured him?
Would
yeah,
you have surgically
sorry,
repaired
man.
Knees like,
yeah, nah.
like he does? Nah. You're at risk.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not comfortable with the gingerly walking off. Sure, I would be okay with hey, man, let's just stay at first, Yordan. Let's not, especially at this point in the season.
Right here.
Now, hell with that. Anytime in the regular season, how about you just take one less base? How about that, big fella? I'd be okay with that approach, but come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, man, just letting you know, man,
come on,
where
bro.
He is.
Come on, man.
My feelings.
I mean, that's a basic little old slide, man. And we're
you
talking
saw him
about
get up.
Knee.
He went
get
he went,
up, rubbing his knees, scaring me like that, man.
He got
come
it,
on,
yeah.
Man.
He got in there and went down to his and grabbed his knees like he had just finished conditioning.
If this dude gets hurt just with a basic slide into second with no contact, no jar,
right.
No nothing,
perfect.
Then Ron, I'm gonna have to tip my cap to you. You just gonna have to be right. If he is seriously injured, and I don't mean like seriously as in the severity of the injury, but if he literally is sore after sliding.
Really sore.
Come on, man.
They had to get imaging.
Come on,
you
man.
You heard it, Tyler. Have you seen anything lately about the imaging we got?
Hell no, because they ain't got no damn imaging.
Yeah,
their imaging
okay.
ain't worth the
nah.
– almost cussed. Their imaging ain't worth the dang anyway.
It's not worth a damn. You can say that.
No, I almost said worth the S.
Oh.
That's illegal,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, well –
that almost came out naturally too. Sorry, y'all.
Almost, yeah, it did. That's one piece of this thing, and the other piece, and we can talk about this a little bit more later if we have time.
Y'all's gonna dismiss him, diva tendencies.
Yes, he's got bad knees, man. Come on, man.
Since they've been surgically repaired, they're great.
But you get surgery on both those knees, man. There's some people out here who have got new hips. Still got bad hips.
Mm-hmm. New hip, you walking in a week.
He's hurt. He's hurting now a little bit. But the big other big story over the weekend, Clint, is Justin Verlander.
Mm-hmm.
We've said he's had a few more starts left. He had, I think he has two left. Well, one left after this last one. But he went 4 2/3, 8 hits, 6 earned, 1 walk, 4 Ks, 86 pitches. His ERA is up to 5.55. And the worst part about everything, fellas, is when he exited the game, they hit my man like he's never going to play again. They hit my standing man with that standing O. Like it is done, and he tipped the cap like, hold on, man. My man just gave up all them runs. Like, we don't give him no standing O for it. Let's slow down. But when you start hearing him use the words of, hey, I can understand if they don't put me on the
it's that time,
on the roster. If he says that, it's that time.
He's letting Dana and Joe off the hook.
He is.
And not that it's a tough decision at this point in time, but he's letting them off the hook in the standpoint of them having to tiptoe around it and call him in and have him face the music. He's facing the music himself.
Yep. Just in case we don't get there, that was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on the iPhone 16 Pro.
Big 3 at 3, number 2.
Mullins wondering if they have to snap the ball again. And they don't have to snap the ball again. It is over in Minnesota. The Vikings throttle the Texans 34-7. Houston takes its first loss of the year and gets back into the division next week with a home date against the Jaguars.
Well, Clint Mandy had to get real set. Throttled. I'll get Tyler's thoughts too, your thoughts as well, because Tyler was in the building. But Clint, how shocked were you by this outcome of the game yesterday?
Shocked.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.